Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Peace family, it's 19 Keys, and this is The Brief. Today, I'll be going over monk mode. What is monk mode, and why am I going over it? Well, first, monk mode has become very popular in the digital era of today. Very popular with influencers and communities and a lot of young men, especially practicing what is an ancient practice, right? That it derives from the Greek word asketikos, which essentially speaks about, you know, abstinence from worldly things or desires. And this is a practice that has been utilized for hundreds of years now, and it can actually be found rooted in most religions that we have today, such as Christianity, Islam, of course, Buddhism, things of that nature. Now, most people know monk monasteries for being very abstinent of worldly things, right? Today's monks have things like Wi-Fi and computers. But if you think about it, ancient times, you would think about a monk in their traditional robes, right? Usually like an orange color. And you're going to think about them doing essentially nothing, possibly meditating. They're in a place where there's not too much entertainment. There's no women, right? There's none of those things that in today's modern society we have a lot of. And this practice of abstaining from worldly things is supposed to really be for strengthening of will, discipline, spiritual growth, specifically for the ultimate purpose of enlightenment. And so the idea of monk mode is that it brings you back from fasting from sex, fasting from sugar, fasting, doing a digital detox, right? Fasting from worldly entertainment and even friends, family, social things, and going within self, right? Finding your center. And from that center of this quest that you go on, which are the questions that we ask ourselves, it allows us to start thinking of what is really true, what is really honest, who we really are. And one can look at like fasting during the time of Ramadan as an example of this, right? In a way to where we fast from eating through the daytime hours and abstain from sex, abstain from killing anything, abstain from vulgar language, abstain from getting angry and being out of your spirit, right? And, you know, keeping your mind's eye on the highest self or God, right? And doing the practices of frequent prayers. So if you understand that, then when your body is fasting and you're detoxing from things, right, you're starving the toxicity that is within your body and the environment that you're normally in, right? And then it allows you to start restoring, get into a tonic state of healthiness, being back on target. So finding your true north again, your aim. The idea of going into this monk mode is that how about you detox from all these things? How about you disappear from your friend group for a while? How about you disappear from even your parents and family? How about you stop eating your sugars that you eat, processed foods, fats, right? And then during that time, right, as they call it, monk mode, I call it the womb, is going back in the womb, because the womb is a place that prepares us, this darkness. So instead of being out in the light and emitting light and showing people, you're going back in the womb for that process of development. And that's when you're working out. That's when you're reading, right? That's when you are challenging your own willpower to have that ability to self-direct that will, right? That wants to go reach for it, the phone. And you're saying, nope, I'm not going to do it. I have control over me. That wants to call a friend because, you know, you feel bored and you need social interaction. And instead of doing that, you say, no, I'm not going to do it. You're cutting those thoughts. And what that does is that's retraining the brain when how it deals with problems, how it deals with stimulus, right? Because boredom is really peace. But because we grow up in environments of chaos, right, we have an adverse reaction and call it boredom when really it's peace. And once you can learn to be calm and settle the waters of your mind, you start to develop a higher level of control and self-control. And you start to develop more power over self. And this is the idea of going into, quote unquote, monk mode. And so for me, the simplest way to think about it is strengthening will and discipline, right? Developing a higher connection with self, because I believe that the highest level of self-development and learning is the study of self and having complete self-awareness. And I think that, you know, the people who practice this, I don't think they're completely off. I think that there should be careful that during these times, you don't get over grandiose in your self-development, that it makes you feel like you're better than other people because you're doing something that they're not doing. Because all it really supposed to do is to make you better, a better version of yourself, and to get back to yourself. During this time, yes, you can get through a lot of growth, right? You can work out, you can read. A lot of people are forced to go into those places when they get locked up and they're in jail. You see people reach out to religion, and you see people start reading, and people start learning, and they start learning habits, and they start working out, and they get bigger. It's just the only problem is the environment that they're in is not conducive, right, to any constructive things. So while you have your freedom, right, and you have your time, I think this generation of young men making a choice to go into something like a monk mode, or go back into that womb of self. And what you're doing is you're taking yourself through rites of passage. I think it's a good thing. I think that it just has to be careful that, you know, you don't think that the going into the womb is the everything, because those are things you should have been doing already. So what you're doing is just redirecting. And what you're really doing is taking yourself from a place of negative, bringing yourself back to a place of balance, right? And now you can go out in the world with more control or more power and a greater version of yourself. And now you're ready to move amongst people as you should have been doing in the first place. Now you're ready to take thoughts that are in your mind and you're ready to bring them out as you should have done in the first place. I've done this multiple times in my life. So when you go into these modes, your dark mode, your womb mode, your monk mode, right? You make sure that you're doing it with the right intent. And you're not doing it to say, I'm going to come out better than everybody else. You're doing it to come out better version of yourself, or to get yourself back to who you truly know you are, right? To be. To be is not to act, is not to fake, right? It's nothing. It is to be because you already are. And if you understand how to be, right, which is such a deep concept to me, then you will be in flow. And when you act in flow, you are a man at his edge. And when you are living at your edge, right, then that's when you have full personality, you have full character. That's when the rest of the world can see who you are. People are attracted to the confidence, the energy you have, right, the strength you have, that warrior spirit, right? It's not something that you can fake. It emanates off you. And other people are in admiration because you are living at your edge. They don't have to agree with you, but they will respect you. And respect will take you very far, right? People that don't love you or respect you will still treat you the same way. So this is where you become powerful within yourself. And I think that more men need to learn how to go through rites of passage, right? And if you can go through those rites of passage, right, then I believe you can break out of this spell that most people are under, which is the Peter Pan syndrome or the puer eternus, as, you know, Carl Jung speaks about when he speaks on the animals of men, right? And that's something I want to go deeper into, and even monk mode, I want to go deeper into in the high level club, what our version of that is, right? How to get to that point where you just be, right? You're not trying anything, you're flowing. And if you read the Book of Five Rings, which is a book we cover in High Level Club, I believe that he was one of the highest level of warriors and men that had developed himself in the world. He had dozens and dozens of countless victories, right? Undefeated completely as a swordsman. And he had utilized this to create a framework for a way of living on how to be, right? How to sidestep the enemy, how to not get ensnared in traps, how to fight the war that was in front of him every single day. It doesn't require overthinking. It requires a flow of thinking, right? Because you are naturally being yourself in different situations. And you'll put it like when Goku finally reached Ultra Instinct, it was the art of not thinking, right? Because when you know who you are, you just act, you just be. Right. You meet someone and you're not getting flustered. Right. You're not losing yourself in a moment. You're just being yourself. Imagine if you can be that person you are around friends and family who really know you and you're super comfortable, and around friends and family. Right. When you're super comfortable, you just be. Right. You're funny. You're engaging. Right. Your energy is just flowing and you at your edge and you have an optimal peak performance. You just be. Right. That's completely different than the person that we see people and how they show up on a daily basis. That should be your baseline.
Hey, it's Sean Nelson, founder and CEO of Lovesac and host of the Let Me Save You 25 Years podcast. Want to skip the trial and error so you can head straight to success? Join me and incredible guests like Olympic legend Sean White and NFL superstar Rob Gronkowski as we share the lessons and mistakes that shaped our journeys. Ready to save yourself 25 years? Tune in on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. That's Let Me Save You 25 Years with Sean Nelson. Listen now.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Ways and flow. Because if you think that going into the monk mode, right, is going to make you a ultimate man, that's not what it does. It only self-directs you to being a proper man. Then you build on top of that, right? And you get into this flow where skill sets meets challenge. And you have this way of knowing about yourself where you're calmly confident. See, today, men, we in social influences are pushing this loud confidence. Confidence don't have to be loud. Calm confidence is more dangerous, right? If I walk in a room, my energy is going to shift the room. The ions in the atmosphere is going to change. The torus field is going to change. I'm going to enhance the room, right? As soon as I become into orbit, and everyone will know that I'm there. I won't have to speak. When they look at me, they will see certainty. When they look at me, they will see growth. They will see a God. They will see a man who knows himself. And then you walk and you simply be. And to be is to live in the great I am. Who are you? I am. I'm not my name. I am. My name was given, but I am before my name. Right? I just have to simply be. But then we grow on names. We put titles up. Right? Then we develop skills and we live by those skills, and those skills gives us assets. Then we live by those assets and say, this is who I am. All this projecting. We need more reflecting and less projecting. Just be. And what you have to do is you have to forgive yourself for the times that you weren't being yourself. And by meaning yourself, I mean the ultimate version of yourself that you know you are. To be a God. To be able to sit still, to sit calm, to not need any jury. I don't need friends. I don't even need the family. I can sit in a room by myself and I can still be. And feel completely confident. Feel completely amazed by myself, my accomplishments, who I am, what I'm going to do, the way my mind works, my faith, my belief, my connection with God, all of that is what makes me who I am. But when you learn to judge yourself by your righteous accomplishments, you start to live at a higher level than a man who judges themselves by their money accomplishments. That's a low level. Because those things are fleeting. You have to keep making more money in order to feel like you're something. Men will chase billions and feel like it's not enough. Because they cannot live off the fact that they've made money. They have to keep accomplishing because they're trying to fill a hole that keeps widening. Because they're ignoring why the hole is there in the first place. And while they're trying to fill it, they need to learn how to close it. But that void cannot be filled by the same thing that opens it. And you're ignoring your righteous and moral duty on the planet Earth to be yourself. And yourself is to be a righteous human being, to do good unto others. Religion is always trying to get man back to the golden rule. So if you really want to be a better human being, you want to be a better man, focus on your righteousness. And when you learn how to go in self and develop those dark traits, because everything has to have balance. You can't just have light traits and not have dark traits. That makes no sense. So when we say nice guys finish last, we mean the men who have not went deep within themselves enough to know their dark side and their light side. Once you know your dark side and your light side, you're living that hermetic principle, as above, so below. What's internal, external. Then that's when you have the ultimate power. That's when the woman can see you and she say, I see a protector in you. Ultimately, I feel safe. Not that you're violent, but you have the capability of it in the right direction. Not that it's going to go towards her, but it's going to go to anybody that offends your light, that you will bring out the darkness. But understanding that confidence is what you're going to confide in for accomplishment. And that accomplishment is going to give you a result of the assets, of the money, of the wealth, of the love, of the network, the connections, right? The capital. So she said, well, if he got that confident, then I can see the other things that he has that can come from as a result of that. So monk mode is an aspect, it's a step along the ladder to first having awareness that there is a problem, but you have to integrate with it. Integrate with it. Then you control it. Because it doesn't disappear. Energy doesn't die. It doesn't go anywhere. It still exists. So yeah, do your digital detox, right? Do your physical detox. Abstain from family and friends. But during that time, find out why. Find out who you are and absorb that side of yourself. And once you absorb it, control it. Don't let it be a phantom presence controlling you in the back of your head. That's when you come out of it greater. And that's when you start to become an ultimate man. But I think that ultimately you have to understand that the abstinence is not the power, the integration is. And once you go from the abstinence to the integration, that's when you have the power, right? There are people on this planet, they have this phone on them at all times. But if you go look at their screen time, it is very low, right? Because they control it. It doesn't control them. And that's the power. It's not saying this needs to be away from me because if it's too close, then I'm going to use it too much. That means it controls you if it's in your vicinity. No. I'm going to learn the science of how it hacks my brain and my mind. I'm going to understand why my brain constantly needs to scroll. Why does it give me dopamine? But why is this false dopamine? Where can I get it somewhere else that's positive, right? So I decrease the threshold power that this has over me. I still like using it, so I'm going to give myself some time to use it, right? But then I'm going to go towards something else that's positive, that's more useful, rewiring the frameworks of my brain. So therefore, I have control over it and I integrate it within my field, but understanding that I am the dominant energy. And I'm not dominated by these vices or these variables that I have in my life. So monk mode should be used specifically to enlighten one so that you now have power over the things and they no longer have power over you. A 19 Keys has been my brief on monk mode. Make sure you tap in and subscribe. Become a member of High Level Club for more of these briefs. As we sit down with the paperwork and we actually go dive deep in. This is just my high level analysis of it, just going over it in quick thought. But when we sit down and we go over it step by step, what's the actual frameworks that one can use, right? How you can use these things to benefit you, what may be the detriments, and what is the high level of it? So I would have to rate this from my brief. I think monk mode can be high level, the way that you utilize it. I think for the social media landscape, be careful of the influencer that you get from it, because a lot of people will practice a thing to become like the person that taught them. And I understand that you want the results. If I teach you this, I get these results. Understand it. Make sure the person that you're trying to be know who they are. Because I've seen people out here that teach these things and then months later, years later, they say, I don't even really know myself. I was just telling people, which means that ultimately you're going to practice these things. It's going to be a placebo for you and you're going to become that person who don't really know themselves that was just practicing it, but an empty shell on the inside. So if you're going to follow a leader, at least follow somebody who know where they're going. Peace.
Are we low level or high level?
You're going to jump into Crown Society. You're saying that I represent power, I represent knowledge of self.
Stepping in the name of drip, get ready with me. Stepping in the name of drip, get ready.
I wear the crown to just symbolize, like, I know who I am, I know why I'm here, I know my purpose.
Crown. It's abundance, it's royalty, it's prosperity, it's energy.
Put in. Yeah. I got to walk with my head held high because you got to see this and you got to see this.
I believe that if anybody wants to be able to protect their mind and be able to think freely, you gotta get Crown Society today, man.
Blue pill, the color palette's all black. James Bond mixed with Malcolm X and my Che Guevara era.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.